We're J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
But we all love sitars here. This is Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Very special episode. It's almost, the fun drive is almost over. That's pretty exciting.
5 hours.
We've got 5 hours left. So they called in the big guns.
Yep.
You got the big guns here. I'm gonna hold it down. It's a tough mission. People are getting tired. We've already hit our goal of 15,000, but we need more money.
We still have tons of stuff to get rid of, too.
And we have tons and tons of prizes. So today, special prizes to anyone that donate. You got your Black Dog Video gift certificates.
Ooh.
We're going to have Black Dog Video gift certificates. The Shack, this lovely restaurant in Kitsilano, you're going to get 2-for-1 coupons from them. Also, the first 5 people that call in are going to get a piano 7-inch.
Nice.
A rare collectible. There's a whole bunch of other premiums. If you bid $30 or more, you're going to get a mix CD from Dunkin's Donuts. $60 or more, you'll get entered into the draw for the Donuts grand prize, which is
Is it this year?
It's either a sailing trip or a sailing adventure, including lunch, or 1 hour of my DJ services at the location of your choosing.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it provided my security, my safety is...
That's true.
101.9, if you donate $101.90, you get 2 of the 3 mix CDs that I've created, and... $200 or more, you get all of them. All 3. Hand Clapping, Pioneers of Pop Underground, and Dance Party. Yeah, so... Yeah, all right. And there's also a whole bunch of other incentives if you donate that CITR will give you, including a really fantastic T-shirt that designed by the doer Sean Maxey.
And we're running out of it. We only printed 100.
Yeah, so they're getting low. So if you want to ensure that you get one of those hot T-shirts, get on it.
They're really cool.
All right, so my guest today is David Barkley. He's calling us, I'm going to call him in San Diego. And he's in bands like the Diskettes and the Endless Bummer. If you've listened to the show a couple times, you'll be very familiar with his work. And he's going to do, I'm not sure exactly, he used to do a stand-up routine. He does acoustic performances. He does electric. We don't know.
He's multifacetedly talented.
He's also an excellent carpenter. And he's a physicist. He's a Renaissance man for the ages. And he's my big gun. If I'm the big gun that CITR's brought in to like...
He's the AK-47.
Get water from this well. He's the National Guard.
When you absolutely have to kill everyone in the room.
So we're going to hear one of his favorite songs by Buffy St. Marie, and then we're gonna call him and we're going to get him on the air. All right?
Awesome.
Here we go. Here on CITR 101.9 FM.
822-8648.
Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, David?
Oh, hi.
Hey, welcome to the airwaves.
You just woke me up.
Sorry, pal. I that California lifestyle, I forget about that sometimes.
What's the time zone there?
We're in the Pacific Standard Time.
Okay. Well, I guess, yeah.
Is this a good time? We can call back later.
No, this is fine. I actually have been working on a project where I'm trying to record an entire album where I'm half awake.
Wow.
So I've been getting people to call me, and then I record the first few seconds of whatever kind of happens.
Yeah.
And then I'm like mixing all those into an album.
And how many tracks do you have so far?
I have about 90 minutes, but a lot of it is just confused hellos.
I guess it gets a little redundant after a while.
We'll see. Only time will tell. Well, this is the CITR Fun Drive, and I saw that you were donating a boat ride.
I am. When the weather gets a bit more temperate, I'm going to take out the lucky listener donator and for a little sail trip around English Bay.
I match your boat ride and raise you one.
It would be, and then a lunch provided at Jericho Sailing Center. I'm not a high roller. We're not going to go to the yacht club, but Jericho, it's a nice place.
I agreed. Okay, so part of this is that people call you and they donate money.
Yep. If they call 604-822-8648 right now and donate some money, we've got a whole bunch of incentives for them.
And they can use, like, a credit card?
Credit card is fine. Credit card is fine. Or they can make a pledge and bring in cash later. They can also donate online if they don't want to talk to anyone. I know we have lots of listeners that don't like to talk to people. So whatever works is fine.
Okay. Well, people can call you to donate.
On the air?
People can also call me, okay?
Okay.
My number is 858-488-4716, okay?
Yeah.
I am calling you, but people could call me to call you.
So we could go into like a three-way conversation, is that what you're saying?
We could have a three-way conversation, but I'm hoping that someone would call me to talk to you.
Okay.
And they could donate that way.
Okay.
So pens ready, 858-488-4716.
And that's in San Diego. That's not going to cause any problems with money being wired across country lines or anything?
I'm not sure, but
You guys are in NAFTA, right?
I'm pretty sure.
All right. I'm sure it's fine then.
I'm pretty sure we're always stealing your salmon.
Cursed United States. How's your Thanksgiving going so far? I guess you've just woken up, so you haven't started your turkey yet.
I'll tell you all about Thanksgiving later.
Okay.
San Diego, Tijuana, Mexicali, Plexico, Yuma, San Luis, Arizona, and the river Colorado. Nogales, Nogales, Aguascalientes, Mexico. Douglas, way up nowhere, Arizona, like a river that just won't flow. From the Red Cloud peaks, things go downhill fast, gaining speed, gaining width, an international cast. Is it possible for a come and go? No. El Paso, Ciudad Juarez, Ojinaga, Presidio,
Ciudad Acuna and all the way down to the shining Del Rio. Eagle Pass is all blocked off, Piedras Negras from standing around. Laredo, Nuevo Laredo, but there's nothing new in this town. From the Red Cloud peaks, things go downhill fast, gaining speed, gaining with an international cast. Is it possible for a come and go? No. Roma City, Ciudad Miguel, swim McAllen to Reynosa. Brownsville, Texas, and Matamoros, and an ocean of I just don't know. From the Red Cloud peaks, things go downhill fast, gaining speed, gaining width, an international cast. Is it possible for a come and go? No.
That was beautiful. That's a modern classic.
Oh, thank you.
What did we just hear there?
That's a song that I wrote about the Rio Grande Sandbar of 2001. At the time, the river dried up because people were using the water too much. And I was kind of having a conversation with myself about it.
Whoa, the Skype just went funky there.
I just want to be Duncan.
I think your Skype is duplicating.
Pardon me.
The Skype is.
I just want to have a conversation with you. What are we talking about?
I don't know. I saw the Rio Grande last January. It's much narrower than you'd think. It's not a very big river already, so to use lots of water from it would definitely have a very big effect.
Because a sandbar. Duncan, it's called a sandbar. No water to go out next to the Gulf of Mexico. There was no water left. Duncan, where are you?
Have you been to Brownsville or Matamoros, as you mentioned in the song there? Yeah, Skype is really, I mean, they used to be such a popular piece of software. It seems like they've really been cutting costs.
I just want to have a conversation.
So how are things going with the Endless Bummer? I know you guys had a big tour around Europe this summer.
We're going all right.
And then I was reading on your website last night. You have an EP out now that calls.
We have an EP.
It has a song played on it. It's coming. You're having it put out by WePop Records in England.
It's a co-release.
By WePop, which is a 3-inch CDR label in England, and also a cassette label in Seattle, Washington, called Lost Sound Tapes.
Nice.
They're putting out the 4 songs from the 3-inch EP and another five songs.
Wow.
From the original CDR, that there's only really a few copies around, so you probably haven't heard them. And on the B side, there's going to be 20 minutes of underwater ambient noise recordings from San Diego.
From near Scripps or whereabouts in San Diego?
From San Diego Trough, which is an old mine range.
Wow. And so your original CDR, is that available to people at all, or could they still get
at that? Shows, I suppose.
A reminder, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts with David Barkley on the line from San Diego, California. And also a reminder, our fund drive is on right now. So if you feel like donating, give us a call at 604-822-8648. There's a whole bunch of premiums. They're really great. T-shirts, friends of CITR cards, and there's a bunch of extra incentives if you call during my show. You'll get a piano 7-inch if you're one of the first 5 people to call. We have gift certificates from Black Dog Video and from the Shack restaurant in Kitsilano. And I have a number of mix CDs that I've made, and depending on how much you bid, you'll be able to get one or all 3 of those. Also, the grand prize, if you donate more than $60, you'll be entered into a draw for a sailing adventure with Duncan next summer. Me. I don't like to refer to myself in the third person, typically. Hey, David, you still there?
Yeah.
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 How would you feel about playing another song? Is that...
I was going to just do that.
Okay, awesome. Okay.
You know, it's Thanksgiving down here, so I thought I would play something. I'm going to play a suite of songs.
Great.
For Thanksgiving. Hey, how's the sound out there?
It sounds great. I mean, I know it's coming over Skype and everything, but it sounds fantastic.
It's actually going through the ether as well.
The ether is involved, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm using my neighbor's Wi-Fi connection. So thanks for that.
Classic.
From the Yellowstone River to the north, meet the Can of Lakota. And the North Platte River to the south, meet the Can of Lakota. The Missouri River to the east, meet the Can of Lakota. The irregular line in the west, meet the Can of Lakota. The Treaty of Fort Laramie is nothing more than history. And as such, the U.S. laws do not support the Lakota. The cause tribal government, no need to recognize you, president, no need to recognize you, CIA, no need to recognize you, stay by the fort, no need to recognize you. Lakota is self-determination by Article 6 of the Constitution. Tribal councils and chiefs agree the lands are independent and free. Vienna Convention, we will recognize you. Declaration, we will recognize you. Enabling Act, we will recognize you. Versus Hitchcock, we will recognize you. Okay, I'm just going to listen to the drum beat for a while here and
Great. Think
about how I can make positive change, maybe on lesser issues. Maybe they're lesser, but maybe they're... I didn't want to comment on that, but I'm just going to listen to this drum beat for a while. And sometimes we ask ourselves what we can do. And there's simple, you can do simple things. For instance, just asking yourself, what kind of positive change can I make? But I'm sounding a little naive right now, so I'll just get back to the song. Russell Means, Gary Rowland, it's a can of Lakota. Phyllis Young, Dwayne Martin, it's a can of Lakota. I've been working since the wounded knee, it's a can of Lakota. And have withdrawn legally into Canabacota. Vienna Convention, we will recognize you. Declaration, we will recognize you. Enabling Act, we will recognize you. Versus Hitchcock, we will recognize you. United Nations will someday recognize the U.S. government. Will someday recognize you. Gary Garrison will someday recognize you. All Americans will someday recognize you. I think.
That's great.
I just realized that you could call me 858-488-4716 in San Diego.
And you'll be happy, especially for any, if any U.S. listeners are out there, please call David. Any listener can call David, but if there's anyone in the U.S. especially, you know, on this holiday, if you want to give David a call in San Diego and work out some sort of arrangement wherein the donation can be made through him as sort of a intermediary.
Yeah, I'd just be curious to see if that could happen. Or really, we could talk about anything. It's a holiday. It's Thanksgiving holiday. And it's also the CITR fund drive. And Duncan is giving away a boat ride if you donate to his show.
It's very safe. You'll testify as to how safe it is to sail in English Bay.
It's a safe place to sail, but more importantly, you're a safe person to sail with.
Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
You know, maybe I thought now I would, you know, Endless Bummer's not all me. There's other people involved, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I would ask the other people in Endless Bummer to play this next song with me.
That would be great.
And this is a song that is about many... many things that are totally topical and current event-y, like today. And so that's what I'm really focusing on. This whole thing is totally current. I'm actually in bed too.
Well, you woke up. We disturbed you. It's understandable.
I know. I'm you know, while we're playing this song, I'm going to try and take a photograph and upload it on the internet to prove that I'm playing in bed. Okay.
I'll check your Flickr.
While playing.
Okay.
And so the band is going to play with me. So please enjoy. First there was the Shanghai Club in 1863, a colonial masterpiece of ancient history. But when the chairman of the party and the people did agree, there was no baseball in China. Baseball in China. Baseball in China. May be too crowded, and gloves may cost too much, and hearts and minds may follow racket sports as such. But it has been recognized the intellectual teamwork of the West will now rise, and we'll have baseball in China. 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 Principles for mutual respect, non-aggression, and free internal affairs. Equality and peaceful coexistence, economic and cultural exchange. So we gave
baseball in China. Baseball in China. Baseball in China.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, the sound kind of dropped out there, but then you sound fine now. Just very at the very end of the song, though.
Pardon me?
The sound sort of dropped out at the very end of the song, but I don't think... What's that?
Maybe that was my flash.
Okay.
Because it's like I'm using wireless internet.
Right.
And the flash, that's electromagnetic.
You would know better than I. But you sound fine now. And that was a great song. You have a T-shirt that commemorates that song, do you not?
Yeah. So the T-shirt is actually on, I guess it's on my Flickr page.
Right.
There's a photo of it. And so I guess how would you find that?
Do you want me to give the web address out?
Sure, yeah.
And we can link to it on the Dunkin' Donuts blog later on. Maybe I'll do that too. But if you go to www.flickr.com/photos/drbarclay, Dr. Barclay.
I bet it's search baseball in China.
That's it.
Because like I just feel like I am calling you, but I'm using the internet. And, wow, if you search baseball in China, you get a lot of crazy stuff about baseball in China. You gotta be more specific than that. I am using the internet to call you, and then I'm playing songs and, like, through the computer,
yeah.
and people could call me. So I feel like there's probably people out there maybe listening, like, with the internet, and then they're, like, they would, like, go on the internet and experience, like, we were, like, me calling you.
Yeah.
But that also experience their own web browsing.
This is Web 3.0.
I think it is.
And now I'm gonna podcast this show. So this show is gonna go online after this as a MPEG layer 3, and then people are gonna be able to use RSS feeds to download this podcast for years to come.
It's weird.
It's pretty weird. Yeah.
But so if you go on my Flickr, then there's a photo of the shirt, and the shirt is an image of Yao Ming, the greatest Chinese athlete of all time, and Shaquille O'Neal, the greatest American athlete of all time, together holding the World Series baseball trophy. And
are you familiar with Twitter at all? Do you know Twitter?
They tell myself how radio broadcast is going, right?
Yeah.
In real time?
Yeah.
But I've never used it.
It's like
twittering over
micro-blogging.
There?
Well, no, Shaq has just started twittering.
Hello?
Hello. Shaquille O'Neal has just started twittering. It was kind of cool. But I interrupted you. So the T-shirt, it's a lovely T-shirt.
I'm making a whole industry out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because just like San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers showed us last summer, the power of ideas.
What are you Manny Ramirez fan?
You know, I'm more into yeah, sure. You know, I am a Manny Ramirez. Does he advocate the power of ideas?
Oh, very much so. And he was really the one that buoyed the Los Angeles Dodgers into the playoffs. He really carried them on his shoulders, so I hear.
Okay. What about Julio Franco? What's he up to these days?
Julio Franco. I think he's endorsing men's hair dye products.
Does he still play?
I don't believe so.
Who was that guy in the Cardinals that wore the safety glasses back in, like, 93?
I'm stumped.
Hmm. Okay. Well, during that last song, I promised that I would take a photo of me playing this radio broadcast.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, you did.
And so I did.
Okay. I don't see it on your Flickr stream.
It's because there's some sort of delay, right?
Yeah.
information propagation or me just being really slow uploading it.
Yeah, well, it's your neighbor's internet connection is to blame.
I know. God. Going through the ether. Wait, so how can people call in and donate money?
If they give a phone call to 604-822-8648, there are operators standing by. This is true. There are people in that lounge, you know, the lounge that you probably remember, David, and they can donate any amount of money. If they want to get some incentives, $30 or more will get them a Friends of CITR card and a Dunkin' Donuts mix CD. $60 or more gets that friend card and a CITR T-shirt. And then it just goes up from there. $101.90 gets a friend card and a limited edition T-shirt. It also gets two mix CDs from Dunkin', and it goes up and up and up. And $250, like for the high rollers out there, and I know you're listening, $250 or more will get you two friends cards, a CITR shirt, one limited edition shirt, CITR hoodie, and tickets to the finale of the funding drive, which is happening at the Biltmore Cabaret this Saturday night. It will also ensure you that I'll bring a dozen donuts to the Biltmore show for you. It's pretty
that
exciting stuff.
Pretty sweet. So I'm playing over the internet for the fund drive, and you might be out there listening, and you can go to flickr.com. D.R. Barclay, okay? You're never gonna find it.
Oh, my God, it's there.
That's me playing.
Oh, my God,
right,
it's
now
there.
On the internet. That's a visual image of me playing. Taken while I was playing the last song, which is about baseball in China.
Wow. That is exciting. Oh.
See, Dunkin' is excited about this. So this is what I want someone to do. I want someone to get excited, as excited as Dunkin', and then to call me. The phone is just in the bottom left hand, just out of the bottom picture. My phone is there waiting.
I can see it.
To ring, and I'm going to pick it up and have a conversation with someone while live on the air.
So remind those who have just tuned in, what's the number there in San Diego?
858-488-4716.
That's great.
And if then someone would call, and then I would, like, pick up the phone, and we'd have a conversation, but it would be, like, on the radio in Vancouver, and then there's that photo,
wow.
And, like the computer is sending the information through the ether to my neighbor's Wi-Fi port, and then it's going to Vancouver over internet lines and into the phone, and then it's going back out into the ether over the radio, and then when I took that photo, my flash went off, it caused an interference in the ether, with the song,
the world is a magical place.
I know, and so I'm hoping that someone will call in. But in the meantime, I'm going to play my second to last song.
Okay, can just give me 1 minute first, I'm just going to remind listeners that you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts on the air with David Barclay calling from San Diego and the rest of the Endless Bummer. Natalie and Kip, is it? Hello?
I was sitting quite still in my home, doors locked and an unplugged phone. I sat there alone, hearing a drone. It was boring but beautiful. Boring but beautiful. Boring but beautiful. The music of Mr. Merfolk is boring but beautiful. Yet a young man of a charm, with grace and no hint of smarm. But as she drew near, a void became clear. She was boring but beautiful. Boring but beautiful. Boring but beautiful. With style and flair, there are ladies who know who are boring but beautiful. 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 I went to an art gallery, and a painting there I was to see. A two-color field and a yawn it did yield. It was boring but beautiful.
Boring but beautiful, boring but beautiful. The paintings of Mr. Mark Rothko are boring but beautiful. On a tour of the great windy city, glass and steel may look so pretty, but when you look up, you won't notice much. It is boring but beautiful, boring but beautiful, boring but beautiful. The buildings of Meath and Duro are boring but beautiful, 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 boring but beautiful.
Nice. That's a new, yeah. Is that a new song?
Pardon me?
That's a new song? Newish?
Yeah, you could then tell that it's new by, you know, what they call technically mistakes. I like to refer to it as improvisations. But, yeah, it's a newer song, and it's on a new thing that we did that will disappear forever into nothingness. A tape and a CDR on the WePop label and on the Loft Sound Tapes label, which recently released the tape by Your Heart Breaks. Have you heard that, Duncan?
I haven't, no. Your
really,
Heart Breaks.
A really great band from Olympia, maybe Seattle.
Huh.
A little bit of both. Yeah. And so, no, I really only have one more song left.
Well, and just before we do that, do you want to introduce the band?
Sure, yeah. So in the band is Natalie Stoyman, and she is just over there. She is studying for the GRE right now.
Whoa.
She's going to write on Friday. But I figured since I was, like, taking photographs and using the internet and playing at the same time, and also in bed, that she it would be okay for her to play and study for the GRE at the same time too.
Wow, trooper!
Not doing that, and that's all for today. There have been other members, and there will be other members,
right?
And
if people want to find out more information about the Endless Bummer, do you have? I mean, it's all this talk about web stuff.
Yeah,
it feels like we should mention the website.
Yeah, it's www.dickruler.com. That's one of the websites. The other website is www.andrewdroidweber.com. They're really the same website.
Yeah.
It's all about duality.
You can also go to duncansdonuts.wordpress.com, both to get a link to the Endless Bummer website. And I clicked the blog this button on Flickr, so now the photo of David in bed is now on the Duncan's Donuts blog right now.
Yeah. And then from that, you could click on that and get to my Flickr. And then you could call me at 858-488-4716. And we could all talk on the phone. We don't have to be on the radio. I could just talk to you privately about talking about on the radio. Or we could talk about Duncan on the radio and us talking and how we're in different time zones.
And if there is a devoted listener out there, please call David just to prove to him that people do listen to my show. It's getting a little embarrassing. And if you know me at all, you know, I'll reimburse you for the long distance. Don't worry about that. just show him some love.
Are people able to Skype me?
They should. I don't know. Is there a conference function in Skype?
I don't know.
You're on Jabber, though, so you could also do, like, the G-Talk Jabber and have the Skype talk going on. You could do a video chat with someone through Gmail and then do the Skype with me.
I just signed on to Gmail. Okay. You could email me.
Okay, and what's do you have an email address that you want to give out on the air?
dbarclay@mplmarinephysicallab.ucsd.edu.
There you go. So many ways of getting a hold of you.
You can phone me, 858-488-4716. Okay, listen. I'm gonna donate money if someone phones me. Here's the caveat: I'm gonna donate using PayPal while I'm on the air. So, what can I say? What more can I say? I'm going to take a photo of myself donating through PayPal. If someone phones me, 858-488-4716, I'm going to post the photo on my Flickr. People can look at it and then call me after and tell me what they see, or we could talk about the radio.
You're an easy conversationalist. There's lots of things you could talk about.
Yeah, and I could use like weird effects too if you wanted. Because that's what I spent all morning doing.
Yeah, you actually have a really high-pitched voice. You've used a modulator to bring it down to an acceptable level.
It is true. So maybe I guess maybe I should end this gratuitous me, because it's been 37 minutes and 5 seconds. Thank you, Skype, for having this call. I wonder, have you had any donations?
Just like in the last few minutes?
In the last 37 and 19 seconds.
Let me just give me one sec. You maybe talk about what it looks like what it's like in San Diego right now, and I'll go check. Just sure. A second.
To be alone in the inky blackness of my throne. Slowly, slowly light me gray. Hey, Lee Hitzlack, are you out there? That was for you. Hey, I wonder who else could be listening to this. Do you know Lisa Marr lives in Los Angeles, California, which is not too far from here, and I've driven around and looked for her. Also, the girl from Nerdy Girl lives there. Cecil Seascall, I don't know if that's her real name, but she's a children's writer now. I've driven around Los Angeles looking for her, but now my voice is in Vancouver. Maybe somebody in Vancouver is listening to me. Maybe Lee Hitzlack of Dixie Deathpool. Maybe Buffy St. Marie, but we'll get more into that later. Does she live in Vancouver? I don't know.
Buffy St. Marie?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't. She appeared at a bunch of shows here a little while ago, but I don't know if she lives here.
Okay.
I do want to say we did have a donation.
One, yes.
Some chick named Anna King called in and donated $101.90. So thank you, whoever you are, mystery caller. We appreciate it.
Yeah. It wasn't for nothing.
No. Well, and if nothing else, this is this program's going to be archived. This is like a snapshot into your life, David Barkley, on November 27, 2008.
Very comprehensive.
Mm-hmm. You got photographic evidence of this and audio evidence.
So,
and is your webcam still working, or did that get seized in the raid?
I'm gonna make a confession. I have sold dirty socks on the internet.
I wasn't gonna bring that up.
I'm not gonna release the name of the person because that would be unprofessional. But I did it once, and this is the first time I've publicly sold. I've told privately a few people, select people, but I'm saying publicly, I've done it. It's a real true fact, and I was just exploring the economy, just like the San Diego Padres and Los Angeles Dodgers explored the power of ideas in Asia. And today's Thanksgiving, and I just wanted to say that American Thanksgiving, and I just want to say that sometimes when you depart on a journey, it can be overwhelming because, you think, oh, every step I take this direction, I'm going to have to take back to get back home again. But that's not always true if you think about your route as a circle. Of course, it's just one of the many possible closed form shapes. You could travel, and so don't despair. Make the most of your life. Do something on a Thursday night, and I'm going to take us back to where we began. I think. Okay, Duncan.
That sounds great.
That sounds great. Donuts. And thank you very much for hosting.
Hey, it's been my pleasure, and it's by my listeners' pleasure as well.
I hope so. So, thank you.
Sun is up, day is on. Look for me, I'll be gone, 'cause today's the day I'm gonna see her again. She's an Indian cowboy on the radio, and I'm just another little boy that loves her so. She's an Indian cowboy on the radio, and I'm just another.
another little boy that loves her so. Once he stopped and talked to me, I found out how dreams can be with a big wide smile and a big white hat. She's an Indian cowboy on the radio, and I'm just another little boy that loves her so. She's an Indian cowboy on the radio, and I'm just another little boy that loves her so. Changing woman, eagle man, illuminating where I stand with the song so bright. She takes me away. She's an Indian cowboy on the radio, and I'm just another little boy that loves her so. She's an Indian cowboy on the radio, and I'm just another little boy that loves her so.
Amazing. That wasn't even planned. I just played that song because I knew you liked it. I didn't know that was the big closing number.
Well, thank you.
The world works in mysterious ways.
World, it does, and I think the ether is involved.
I believe so.
Thank you, Duncan.
Thank you, David.
I will see you soon.
Yes. Are you Endless Bummer going to make any appearances in the GVRD around Christmas, New Year's?
You know, 858-488-4716. If you want to plan that, I'm totally open.
All right.
You know, it will be less conceptual, but maybe more. But I'm exhausted right now. So I'm gonna go back to sleep.
All right, you go back to bed. Well, you stay in bed, but you know, pull the covers up.
I'm just gonna close my eyes, really, because
okay.
You see by the photo that's And enjoy. CITR is one of my favorite radio stations of all time.
Well, that's great to hear. Thanks very much for your help today. A lovely performance.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm gonna play some Himalayan Bear now, a band that you told me about on the blog popsheep.com.
Yeah, on the internet also.
Yeah, everything comes back to the internet these days.
Great. Well, play that song.
Okay. Take care, David.
Fired up.
Thank you. earth when you sang her song about going deaf. Though there's shelter in your love, there's an ache in your head. A crimson shine for blank eyes and blank mind. Skies as the wind blows a tune into your eyes. Skies as the wind blows a tune into your eyes, into your eyes. A still sound as sweet.
That was, who was that? That was Himalayan Bird from the album Attacks the Brilliant Air, the song Sounds of Birds. Thanks again to David Barclay. He really outdid himself. The biggest gun of them all, I'd say, in trying to get listener attention. So thanks for him for calling in, and thanks to the rest of the Endless Bummer for that lovely performance. Well done. And to the listener that called in who wanted David's phone number, I hope it worked out. I hope you managed to call him, and I'm sorry for cutting you off. I accidentally pressed hang up or dropped the call. I accidentally dropped the call. So it wasn't a you thing. I don't know how to call you back here. So thanks for calling in, listener. I think his name was Paul, and I hope you were able to get a hold of David. Just a reminder, we're up to $17,250 now. Thanks to everyone who's donated. If you've been on the fence, why not jump over that fence? Why don't
donate a little bit more money. 604-822-8648. The other thing you can do to help support CITR is to come to our third annual Fun Drive finale party. This party is going to be happening this Saturday at the Biltmore Cabaret, and it's going to be a crazy lineup. The Buttless Chaps are going to be playing, Rollmock, the excellent local pop band, Jeff Berner, National Shield, a guy from Octoberman, that's him. He's not going to be playing for a while. He's moving to Toronto. You're not going to be able to see him again. Comedy by Graham Clark and Burlesque by Betty Loop and someone else. I forget her name. Anyways, it's going to be a lot of fun. And the Biltmore has said that they'll match all the funds that CITR raises. So if we can get $1,000 from you guys, just in admission charges, we get $1,000 from the Biltmore. It's really such a great way of supporting CITR. Also, the grand prize draw for the CITR quilt is going to be there. If you haven't seen this quilt yet, visit dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com to take a look. It's an amazing quilt made out of CITR merch that... that was made by a bunch of people here at the station. Great, great stuff. All right, I'm going to finish up now. Thanks to all of those who pledged during my show. I'll be doing the draw live on air next week. And, wear your bathing suit for the sailing trip. We're going to finish things off here with a couple of songs that I know are near and dear to David's heart. We're going to hear some Daddy's Hands, Man versus Man Coat. Is that right? Moon versus Man Coat from the album Intelligent and Powerful. And then we're going to hear some Terry Jacks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all your support. Hope to see you on Saturday. I'll be there. I'll give you a high five if you say hello to me. And I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Human eye, the sensei. It's the same thing glues you awake.
If it's love that you want from me, come on and take it. If it's money that you want from me, come on, don't fake it. But please, don't step on my heart. It's been kicked around once or twice. It's the same old story, got a lot of love for you, and it's been there from the start. If it's love that you want from me, I gotta know it. Because my love is all I got that's real, and I can show it. But please, don't step on my heart. It's been kicked around once or twice. It's the same old story, got a lot of love for you, and it's been there from the start. Story. star.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.